just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 6, Episode 58. We are presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford. Was just at Bill Curry Ford literally an hour ago to see Grace Thomas drop off some paperwork, as I will be there next week. Tony from the AFL Podcast League will be there next week. Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, will be presenting Tony and myself with $1,000 checks for winning the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. This year, remember, there is never any entry fee to enter any of my fantasy football leagues. Remember that when I solicit entrance for leagues in 2022. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa, in the process of building a new building, dealership, and service will all be under one roof. Be interesting to see where we will be holding our draft night as a result of that construction. I believe it is an 18-month project until completion at Bill Curry Ford, but I'm sure Sean and Grace will have it figured out when we return there next year. Thanks to Bill Curry Ford for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Let me review a couple things that happened week 17. First of all, in the Foundation League, the league that I have run and commissioned for 7 years, these are close friends, but I've also been rotating some people from the podcast league into the Foundation when we have a scheduling conflict and I move someone from the Foundation into a podcast league. Did that with Dave Wirth and Bill Eisman this year. Bill Eisman nearly made fantasy football history. He had previously won a podcast league. He plays in virtually every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. He's a terrific guy. He had a scheduling conflict with draft night at Bill Curry Ford this year for the two podcast leagues, but he kept telling me he really, really wanted to play. He didn't want to send a surrogate to draft form. So I flipped him because Dave Wirth had a work conflict from his duties at Innisbrook Resort with the draft night for the Foundation. So we moved Dave Wirth to the podcast leagues. We moved Bill Eisman to the Foundation. Both did very well. Bill Eisman just fell short of becoming the first person to win both the podcast league and a Jimmy McGinty trophy in the Foundation. It has never been done. Bill got off to a fast start this year, maintained a very good pace, went into the playoffs as the number three seed, made it to the championship game, needed a big night from Nick Chubb. Not a huge night, but a big night from Nick Chubb, his number one draft pick. And based on the game flow and the problems the Browns have had in the last month, it just wasn't there for Nick Chubb against the Steelers, as Heinz Field and Steeler fans sent off Ben Roethlisberger in his final appearance at home. So Bill Eisman and his Minnesota State Screaming Eagles came up just short. So congratulations, as my friend Doc, Dr. Stephen Reeder, a professor of geosciences at the University of South Florida, wins his second Jimmy McGinty trophy awarded to the champions of the Fantasy Football Foundation. He is the second two-time winner of a Jimmy McGinty trophy, along with Sean Wetherington, former managing partner of the original Leroy Selman's restaurant, where we did a number of Foundation drafts prior to that restaurant closing. Excuse me, still fighting it. The bad cold I get around Christmas every year. So if you have a lovely beverage, feel free to take a sip, as I do as well. All right, so congrats to Doc on winning the McGinty. Our Assman 2021 goes to the last place representative, where there is a four-person tournament and you win to get out. And despite Benjamin Hamm nearly going winless the entire regular season, he won the second to last week, I believe, of the regular season. Ben got a critical victory when he needed one in Assmania 5. So for the first time, our friend SD, close friends only know him as SD, who's played in the Foundation League every year and has been playing fantasy football for decades, our wonderful friend SD, for the first time ever, is the Ass Man. Now, of course, the penalty is you get the actual plate, and trust me, I have an authentic one, just like the one that was on Kramer's Impala in the Seinfeld episode, and that plate must be displayed on your personal vehicle for a minimum of 1 month. You can go longer if you're living it up. We will make an exception as it relates to SD if, for whatever reason, he would like to put the Ass Man plate on the front of the UPS truck that he drives around South Tampa 5 or 6 times a week. I will be more than happy to accept that the Ass Man plate is on the front of the UPS vehicle and not on the front of SD's personal vehicle, as long as SD is driving said UPS truck. I'm sure that violates some UPS rule, but if SD wants to do it, I will waive the rule that it must be on your personal vehicle. Besides, SD drives that UPS truck more than he drives his actual personal vehicle. Look for photos on my Instagram account in the coming weeks, at ToddWright2121, as we'll have the Jimmy McGinty trophy presentation to the Doc, probably from last year's winner, Joey DePompo. And hopefully some sort of idea on where the Ass Man plate is going to go that SD will have to explain to either his boss at UPS or his mom, which is probably worse. Again, my Instagram account is ToddWright2121. In the podcast leagues, the reason why I ended the podcast leagues in 16 weeks rather than expanding to 17 was so we could have the winner of the NFL podcast league play the winner of the AFL podcast league in our version of a Super Bowl. Now, $1,000 would already be banked, for lack of a better word, by the winners of both leagues, but I was offering an additional prize to whomever won the NFL versus AFL Super Bowl. Turns out, much like Sean Sullivan, plays in one of the podcast leagues and would not have to pay out $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford if and when he ever wins the podcast league championship. I do not have to pay out the extra prize for the NFL versus AFL Super Bowl because I won it. Barely over Tony. We both had huge weeks from our respective running backs, but I got just a little bit more and just enough because he got more out of his quarterback, Brady, than I did for mine, Taysom. He got a little bit more out of his kicker, Robbie Gould, than I got out of mine, Elliott. We both won the title with Matt Gay as our kicker. We both decided to pick up other available kickers in our league that were available on waivers and not on a roster just to have kickers in the game. And I thought late in that 49er game, there were a couple of opportunities for two of my players, Eli Mitchell and Debo Samuel, to score additional touchdowns. They had both already scored one, respectively, in the game. They didn't. Robbie Gould got two more field goals. I thought that might be the difference because that was an extra 6 for Tony and keeping a minimum of 6 and potentially 12 plus the yardage off the board for me if it had been Eli or Debo. But Devontae Adams, just as he did in the first week of the NFL Podcast League playoffs, where he brought me from behind on a Sunday night to beat ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips. Devontae did it again, and I beat Tony in our podcast league Super Bowl by basically 3 yards. Devontae Adams got me enough by 3 yards to win essentially 100-99 in a high-scoring AFL Super Bowl, where one position didn't even count because both Tony and I had A.J. Brown on our final week rosters, so we just called that a push, and we did not play a wide receiver tight end flex, just making that A.J. Brown versus A.J. Brown didn't count it. And we didn't go with another player in that spot. We just eliminated the starting position. So, and photos from Bill Curry Ford of the check presentations will also be on my Instagram page at some point, hopefully in a week or so, at ToddWright2121. Quick rundown, and I'm going to do some more recaps of the season based on my 21st century standard scoring settings. The final rosters of the title teams, the final rosters of the teams that made championship games. We'll look for similarities, look for trends. This is where last year I won this year by doing all this work now, by doing all this research. Instead of just closing the laptop, closing the tablet, and saying, all right, that's enough, I'll start over in July and do all my work. I do it when the season ends. So I already have an idea and I already have my boards built, and I'm thinking all off season about what I want to do in the draft and philosophies for next year. So that's why in this podcast and two more, I'll be talking about that big picture before we go on hiatus and before we do new podcasts starting in July of 2022. According to my 21st century standard scoring settings, the number one overall fantasy performer, and this is total points, not average per game played. So if someone missed a game due to COVID or other reasons, it obviously affects their overall total. But the overall total in the end is all that matters. You need players who play, players who produce, players who are there for you as much as possible or every week, and players who make plays and touch the ball. Second year in a row, I told you this would come around. Josh Allen, number one. That probably surprises a lot of you, and I even saw someone on NFL Fantasy Live, not Kimmy Checks, but someone on NFL Fantasy Live basically said he'll never draft Josh Allen again, saying he was disappointed in his production. Josh Allen, number one. Number one QB in my scoring settings. Number one overall. Better than any other position as well. 351 points. And I'm rounding all these points to take out the fractions. I use fractions, but for purposes of season-ending total, I either rounded up if it was a 0.5 or more, or rounded down if it was a 0.49. Josh Allen, number one overall. Jonathan Taylor, number two. 324 for Jonathan Taylor. Josh Allen, 351. Top wide receiver, yep, Cooper Kupp. Probably didn't go in the first three or four rounds of any of your drafts. Number one wide receiver, not close. 275. Now, the top overall guys goes like this. Allen 1, Taylor 2. Then Justin Herbert, more on him in a second. Then Tom Brady. Then Patrick Mahomes, for those of you that early in the season regretted taking Mahomes in the first round. Yeah, he finished overall 5, QB4. Aaron Rodgers 6. Jalen Hurts, 7. Jalen Hurts was the last quarterback taken in most last starting quarterback taken in most of the drafts that I was involved with or commissioned. QB6, overall 7. Then Cup comes in. I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. Yeah, what was overall 7. Then Joe Burrow, QB7, overall 8. Then Cooper Kupp, wide receiver 1, overall 9. And then Matt Stafford was overall 10. So of the top 10 overall performers, 8 were quarterbacks. Josh Allen was the only one better than Jonathan Taylor. Cooper Kupp, the only other non-quarterback to crack the top 10 in overall points. Let's finish up the quarterback rundowns. I've given you Allen through Stafford, 1 through 8. Dak Prescott, QB9. Kyler Murray, a disappointing QB10. Kirk Cousins, QB11. I'm not sure where he'll be playing next year. I'm guessing Minnesota. But he still plays fantasy football. Carson Wentz, QB12. And every time I watched him, he just looked like someone I couldn't trust. Lamar Jackson went from one of the top 2 or 3 quarterbacks 8 to 10 weeks into the season all the way down to QB13. Yes, some of it injury-related. Another part of it was just that Jackson didn't rush for a touchdown after week 2, and his point production dropped significantly and consistently even before the injury. Tannehill, QB15. Carr, QB15. Rounding out the top 20, Russell Wilson, Taylor Heineke. None of those points, well, 3 of them. No, I think it was actually 2 against the Cowboys in that Monday night massacre. Mac Jones, QB19. I have a feeling Mac Jones will be someone that is drafted as a QB1 by fantasy owners next year. I'm not sure that is smart. QB19 this year. Granted, just a rookie. Matt Ryan fell all the way to QB20. The party is over for Matt Ryan in fantasy football. Let's go to, hold on, another sip of the Diet Cherry Limeade from Sonic. Let's go to top 20 running backs. Taylor at 324, number 1 by 74 points. So over 17 weeks, doing my quick math here, over 4 points a game better than anybody else. Pretty good. Eckler was 2 at 250. Joe Mixon just could count on him scoring every week. 246. Joe Mixon finishes the year my RB3. Najee Harris with a ridiculous touch count, more touches than Jonathan Taylor. 221 in his rookie year, RB4. Then James Conner, RB5. So, how about that? Outgoing Steeler running back, RB5. Incoming Steeler running back, RB4. That same segment where somebody on NFL Fantasy Live talked about regretting and how they'd never draft Josh Allen again, said the same thing about Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah, I see him for the year as RB6. 196 points. Only Taylor, Eckler, Mixon, Harris, Connor totaled more. Nick Chubb, 7th. Leonard Fournette, one of the best trades I made this year. Midseason, needing a running back, traded for Leonard Fournette. Of course, had the big 4 touchdown game against the Colts. Fournette finishes RB8 in my scoring settings. Cordarrelle Patterson. A lot of this was early, one of my better waiver claims, and then I traded him once I kind of thought the shine was off him. But Patterson still finished as RB9, and he had the versatility in Yahoo leagues where you could play him either as a running back or a wide receiver. I put him in the running back rankings because that's where he normally lined up. RB9, not bad for a guy that most of us got on waivers. Damian Harris finished RB10. pretty good, pretty consistent. I know he didn't play every game. Now, other than Mac Jones, Damian Harris, as long as he stops putting the ball on the ground, because Belichick won't tolerate a lot more of that, Damian Harris certainly has a future in fantasy football. 179 points in 2021 for my RB10. The second 10 in order, Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, RB12, and missed what? Half the fantasy season? Yeah, maybe a little more, right? Still RB12. Alvin Kamara, RB13. Again, missed what? A good month. And finally, the Saints just having no pass-catching options caught up with Kamara. Antonio Gibson played hurt much of the year, still produced 166 points, RB14. Dalvin Cook, a disappointing RB15, but had some monster games. Jay Williams with the Broncos, RB16. Josh Jacobs for Vegas, RB17. Melvin Gordon, RB18. There were some owners out there who got away with playing Williams or Gordon as starting running backs from about the minute. I remember Gordon had a huge week one. So those guys were better than it seemed when you look at the season numbers. Montgomery, RB19. Disappointing considering he was drafted in the first or second round. But whenever the deck finishes shuffling in Chicago on changes in the front office and the coaching staff, I would imagine Montgomery will still be a very coveted RB1 or RB2 next year. The talent is there. And A.J. Dillon, RB20, had some games where he was obviously featured because Aaron Jones was out, but clearly has carved a niche in that Packer offense. And we're not sure what the future is for Aaron Rodgers there or Devontae Adams there. We're hearing franchise tag for Devontae Adams, but A.J. Dillon, a very solid RB20. I expected him to have more of a role this year, and I don't see that diminishing no matter what happens in Green Bay next year. We'll save the wide receiver / tight end flex position rankings for the season for the next podcast. I promise you two more podcasts so we finish the year with an even number of 60. Todd Wright Fantasy Football @gmail.com. Todd Wright Fantasy Football @gmail.com. If you want to email me your best pick, trade, or waiver claim of the year, and your worst draft pick, trade, waiver claim of the year, and how it helped or hurt you in your fantasy football league season. I'd love to hear from you. Todd Wright Fantasy Football @gmail.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford. Talk to you next time.